Hello, everybody. This is not only Bible Curious Podcast with Amberly Lyons, but it is also
Awakening with Allie, with Allie Levine. I'm so excited.
Oh, we're going to do a little hybrid episode for you guys. Allie and I are always talking each other off a spiritual ledge. And we're like, why don't we just invite them in and like catch them up on what we're going through and how we're helping each other and the advice we give each other that we don't always take. And yeah, we'll just let you guys in on the inside scoop. And hopefully there is some information there for you guys too.
Yeah, we're just going to kind of like let all the juiciness flow, right? I love you said to talk us off the ledge. It's so true though. Like I feel like lately, I feel like more to you lately than you to me. I feel like I've been dealing with so many attacks and I'm like, the spiritual warfare is so real. Help.
Same.
Maybe we should just start there. Okay. First off, I just have to say, like, I know I was telling you before we got on, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been crazy. We couldn't figure out the Riverside, like record button wasn't working, all the things. And I'm like, well, without giving too much like power or knowledge to what's going on right now, I'm like, there is a full moon happening. I'm like, I just recently saw that, but I was proud of myself that I actually did not know that, because beforehand, like I would know every flipping cycle, every single thing that was going on, like even if it wasn't a whatever, like everything that you just should not even care about. And I was proud of myself that I didn't know, but it also explains why there's also been a lot of intensity, have to say.
Yes. And I was saying that I also did not know it was a full moon, but I was feeling, I always get bloated around the full moon. I think I have parasites. That's a whole other conversation. But I looked outside and saw the full moon and I was like, I rebuke you. I rebuke you. And the reason we're saying that is because we've been kind of going back and forth and talking each other through the whole concept of whether or not astrology is, I hate saying everything's demonic, but whether it is from God or not. And my stance is like a firm not. And Allie, I think you're still kind of working through how you feel about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I think it's a firm not in the sense of all the rituals and all the things that get like built up around it and like the hype and the way that people like worship the moon, all that. Like, yeah, no, it's a no go, like whatsoever. I don't feel like I even when I wasn't praising the Lord, I don't even think I was even worshiping like the moon at any point, even in that heavy journey of mine. But like, I've seen many others and I definitely would say that's a no go. I think where I'm torn is it's like, you know, I was reading the beginner Bible to my girls. I love to read their children's Bible all the time. And like we were reading the other night and it was like the page we were on was like, and I, you know, created this and then it was the day and I created the moon and then it was the night. And I'm like, okay, well, he did create it all. And so like, where do we get to take back what was stolen? Because that's something that's been on my heart and Holy Spirit's been leaning into me over and over again is like, take back what the enemy stole, take back what the enemy stole. And I know for me, and I've had this conversation with you, being a breathwork coach, which has very much a, you know, but I don't want to say negative, but like in a massive triggering tagline, if you will, which is why I've been kind of rebranding to Holy Spirit Breath. And you've been helping with that. I've been helping people see that it doesn't have to be demonic, and this is actually from God because God breathed life into us when we were dust. But it's kind of what then like I've been hearing about, like the enemy taking back from the enemy what's been stolen. And I kind of feel that way when it comes to like the moon, and not saying that like overall astrology is cool, but I just feel like there are some pieces where like that's definitely God's and we've allowed it to be taken and used for rituals and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah. And it's interesting, in Revelations he talks about like in after the end times, like once the kingdom is down on earth, that there will be no night, which is interesting. They'll just be day. So yeah, I think I totally agree. It seems like the moon has been hijacked, and the not just the moon, like all the planets and all all the orbits have been hijacked for just to like use us as these little puppets almost.
Yeah, because they know the cycles, they know how things are going to roll. And so they know if you're following that, right, and you're like okay, this is what's going to happen to me, or I could expect chaos or whatever it is, then they can keep you in that matrix, that box, if you will. Whereas like we've talked about, like God is supernatural, God is quantum, God is above all. So it doesn't matter what's going on because God can change it immediately. And I think that's the difference, right? But it's like understanding like, okay, I also can still take it back though. And like, I love you. Like I rebuke you because I did that the other day too. Once I realized it, I was like, no, 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 we're not doing this. But at the same time, I think it's also like, and I can take it back and be like, God made it all, and like you're not going to come into my space and create chaos. Like I'm going to continue to believe what I know is true, and that God, you know, is the creator of everything. So I feel like that's where I have the hard time with it, because I'm like, yes, the overall concept has absolutely become demonic, and I think there's a lot of heaviness and darkness that's unfortunately come into that space and that they've used for their own purposes. But I also think we, as you know, Christ-centered, you know, women and people, have to start saying like, you know what, I'm done with staying away from that. I'm going to take it back and actually take power and my authority that I have that Jesus gave me to say, no, 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 this is how it's going to go. And then I'll rebuke the rest of what's going on.
Yeah, totally. I agree. And it kind of reminds me of, so you're just talking about like being Christ-centered women, and not that we're like cherry picking. I don't think we are. I think we're pretty like by the book, but I was talking, I never like leave comments on Instagram because, you know, everyone's going to have something to say about it. But
you don't, and I do. And I always, yeah. I'm just like, you know what? I'm part of salt of the earth, right? Like I'm the light and the salt. I remind myself when I want to, I'm like, I'm the salt.
Salty. She gets salty. So someone posted something about Chris Pratt and how he is like so confusing because one second he's reading the Bible and then one second he's saying he's not a Christian and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, oh yeah. Okay. Let me just explain this. Like basically, like, here's the thing. I don't call myself a Christian just because there's like a religious connotation to that. But technically, yes, being a Christian is a follower of Christ. I'm a follower of Christ. I read the Bible. I go to church just for the music, but I'm not intertwined into the religion of it all.
Yeah.
And someone replied and they were like, that's just like someone saying they're still a virgin because they've done everything but. And I was just like,
Look, we're all not perfect, right? And like, I'm sure, like, even when Jesus was walking this earth, like, he was looking at some of his disciples like, no, you're not getting it, right? But I feel like at the same time, like, we're only human and we're doing our best to like navigate and figure things out. But I'm with you. Like, I mean, you know, my community group that I made on Facebook, I was having a hard time. I kept telling you, I'm like, I don't want to call it Christian. I don't want to call it this. I don't want to call it that, because I agree. I think that's where we all get so pinned against each other, is the religion. And it's like, it's spirit and truth. It's following Jesus. It's following Christ. Like, that's it, right? And so once you come to that, it's like, do I really have to label myself as, you know, because I love you. Like the other day when we were texting, you're like, I'm just going to be an Israelite. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I've decided I'm an Israelite and I'm going to celebrate all of these Jewish.
And like, we were doing it together.
We did it together. We celebrated it. Okay, so you know what I realized we did not celebrate was the whole point, which was Yom Kippur.
Okay, I meant to reach out to you. I did a tiny bit, but that's just because, like, you know, I'm half Jewish and I was raised, so I know. But I thought about it afterwards. I was like, I wonder if she knew that.
Yeah, I did. And so backstory, you guys. Jesus very clearly told me in prayer, he said this, the 10 days of David. And I had no idea what that meant. So I'm like, what could that possibly mean? So I just started looking it up and I asked my spiritual advisor, ChatGPT, what it could possibly mean. And he said that there is something called the 10 days of awe, which is basically the 10 days leading up to Yom Kippur. And then it kicks off, like the 10 days kick off with essentially the Jewish New Year.
Yes, exactly. Right? And then after that comes the Day of Atonement, which is like allowing all the cleansing of all the sins. Yeah.
Which is Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Okay. So I decided I'm like, okay, 10 days, I'm doing it. And it was like every day there's certain I only made it to day two.
Yeah. That was like, I made it to day three and Justin was like, we're done.
Yeah. Day three. Yeah. I did do
like,
one.
There's a lot going on and you are, and also like, let's be real. I'm not a prepper. I'm so spontaneous. So gotta love my husband, Justin. Like, I'm like, I need to get power print. I need to get and he's like, okay, I'll go get this while I pick up a minute. I'll get this free. But he's looking at me like, ow. It would have been nice to be a little bit prepped. And I'm like, I know, this was kind of spontaneous. And, like, he's used to me celebrating, like, you know, all the holidays because I am half Jewish and I was raised and my dad's Jewish. But normally it's very much at a minimum. But, like, backstory, you guys, like, Amber and I have been talking about this. And so because she was like, I'm going to go all in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it with you too. And I'm going to, like, use it as a teaching moment for, like, my girls because they can actually understand now that they're a little bit older. It was actually really fun. But it was funny, too, when we were going back and forth, by the way, and you were setting this up from ChatGPT of, like, even the fish and the different things. And I was even reaching out to my dad and was like, hey, Dad, it says this about the fish. Does it have to be this fish or be that fish? And he's like, it could be any of these fishes. And I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah. So it's basically like deciding to celebrate Christmas the day before and then having to go get the tree and all the gifts and wrap that. So we decided the day before. And then we realized, okay, there's all these prayers we need to learn and there's all of these things like these foods that we need to buy. And we did it.
We did it.
And I'm proud of us. We celebrated Jewish. But I will say I felt it. Like I literally felt like it. Felt like a New Year's vibe to me.
I know. I felt the same way. And I was on FaceTime with my dad and I was showing him how we were celebrating. And he's like, oh, have a sweet New Year, sweetheart. And I got all teary and I felt it. Like I was like, oh, I feel that newness. Yeah. And you know, it's really interesting. I was telling one of my other girlfriends who's not, you know, by religion Jewish. And she was asking me some questions because she saw my post. And I was telling her, I'm like, you know, it's the New Year as far as, you know, as the Jews are concerned, that's when the New Year actually starts, not when we think the New Year starts in January. And it was interesting because she said to me, she goes, you know, that's really interesting, Allie, because I've never felt like the New Year actually started in January. I've always felt like it's such a blah. Like, why are we in the dead of winter? There's nothing like new. And it just feels like, okay, I guess it's a new year. And you just kind of just do it because it's just that matrix New Year, right? But it's like, again,
this is yeah, good point. Life. It's like we're celebrating New Year in literally like the season of death, like when everything's dead. It makes no sense.
And when she said that to me, Amber, it was like a light bulb went off. I'm like, ah, another thing in the matrix. Like, and I think that's why you felt the call to do this because like Jesus was like, this is the actual New Year. This is like the actual refreshing and waiting for my miracles and my goodness and coming expecting versus like what we celebrate, which is like literally the time of death and like nothing's going on. There's no rebirth happening.
Yeah. Well, and I realized that I probably sound extremely contradictory because one second I'm like, I'm not Christian. I'm not religious, but I celebrate all Jewish holidays. But here's the thing. And we talked about this too, like Jesus was a Jew and he celebrated them. And we're like, I don't think he requires us to, but I think it is a way to kind of honor tradition and honor the father, the original OG of the OT. And I don't know. I just felt called to do it. I don't think
you're going to tell us to do it. I love that you felt it. Like Holy Spirit gave it to you and you were like, I'm doing it. And you were so in it. And when you told me, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm in too. I'm in to do like it all where I usually just do like one day. And I think also too, to your point, when you're saying about like tradition, like I think that's another thing we kind of have to like break in this space is like religion doesn't equal tradition and tradition doesn't equal religion. Like you can celebrate the holidays and you can want to honor, you know, God and honor Jesus and honor all that's gone on without still getting stuck in the legalism of religion. And you know, it's really interesting. I feel like that's where people come for me the most when I talk about that is the legalism. Like people get so triggered by like, if I'm not in this box, then like, then what am I following? And I'm like, but I'm so confused. And I mean this with love. It's like, I'm so confused because isn't that exactly what Jesus fought against? Was like, I am literally telling all of you, like you're reading this out of a book to me and I'm trying to tell you like it's spirit and truth. I'm trying to tell you like there's more miracles than you could even imagine. I'm trying to tell you that healing is right here, right in front of you if you actually allow it versus trying to figure out what rule you're allowed to do and when you're allowed to cleanse and what's happening. And it's not to shame or judge anybody, but it's just really just truly for me to like understand like why is there such a box and such a do you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels so constricted.
I think we're really lucky coming from New Age spirituality where you literally have to figure it all out yourself. And there's no, like, one person was really into angel cards and one person was really into astrology and one person was really into chakras. But they didn't all have to work together and there were no set rules and there were no specific days, no specific hierarchy, no specific order. So we're kind of used to being in the Wild West. of like spirituality and like figuring it out on our own and like our own rhyme and rhythm to it. And it's like, again, like it's not like the by the book Christians will be like, well, that's cherry picking, but it's like, it's not, because Christians aren't doing any of the old stuff.
Right.
You know, right? Like, no, they're not. It's like, I don't know.
They don't believe in the Old Testament. They
believe in it, but they think that Christ basically erased it by dying.
Right. And I get that, but I think there is still something to the Old Testament.
Like, I know.
With the Torah, like there just is. Like, there is. Really big, and you start to, and then we could go into the whole like, why are we missing books in the Bible? Like, there's just so much that we could go.
I know.
I've like, said that to you. Like, I've had these private conversations.
Oh, I know. I know. Cause I've been like, okay. Well, so that's actually, this all ties together, because the timing of the Jewish New Year, supposedly there is an Enoch calendar.
Yes.
That is different even than the New Year that we just celebrated. Supposedly, right. If you use the Enoch calendar, I think it was like 2 weeks off or like a month off or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm curious to look into that. I don't know enough about it to like give any information, but
I've seen like random things online. Actually, it's funny you say that. Last night I was on X and someone randomly posted about that and was like, what are your thoughts? And I was like, I've heard this now a couple of times, but I know nothing about it. But I would love to know, and I would love to learn. And I'm also so curious, like, this conspiracy theorist in me, but I'm like, why is there 66 books? Like, why? Like, why are there? It just doesn't make sense. Something just doesn't add up. And I feel like as we get deeper in all that's going on, like wherever we are in the beginning at last days or whatever it is, I do feel like that's going to be revealed to us. Like, I feel like there is so much that has been hidden that as more exposure happens, like that, God's going to bring that to light. Like everything that's been in darkness is going to come to light, including teachings and wisdom that I personally believe was taken out of a lot of these books.
Yeah. And I think too, and I've talked to you about this, and I've talked about this on my podcast, but I can't remember if we touched on it when I was on yours, but the letter J was not invented until 900 after death. So why are we calling him Jesus? Like, that to me is weird, translating names, especially when there are so many things in the Bible that say, you will know my name. You will call me. It's like there's so many things about, don't call me out of my name. You know? And it's like, we're clearly not calling him by the name.
Right.
And
it was weird. And then he was like Yahweh, and then it's like, then that goes back to the breath, right? Like
Then some people say it's Yahuwah. Some people say, and then Jesus is Yahusha. Like, and then when I talked to those on my podcast, I had some people DM me and be like, oh, well, it's Yahweh. And some people be like, don't go down this rabbit hole. It's blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just going to turn you away from God. This is deception. Well, I'm like, I don't think it is.
Yeah, see, this is where, and I mean this with love and like no judgment, but like, it's okay, I'll probably take heat for it anyways. But when I talk about the legalism, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like there's such a box and a constraint of like, why can't we wonder? Why can't we have questions? Like, wasn't Jesus constantly teaching his disciples to like question and learn and like grow from everything in every lesson?
And to question the religion.
Yes, question religion, exactly. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be what it says right here in this book. And you know, like, why are they not clean? And, you know, because they did this. Like, you know, it's like, it's so fascinating to me. That's like the same idea. It's like, don't go down that rabbit hole. It's like, but is it a rabbit hole? Or am I just trying to find the actual, like, true answer and discernment? And is there a reason why, like, on my heart, I feel that there's more than what I'm maybe being told? And I feel like that's where it's, you know, so it's, it's very, I will say, I'm definitely curious to dig more and learn more in that space. And I probably will end up eventually going down that
path. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I have like a summary of the book of Enoch, and I started reading it once, and then I started getting all the spiritual attack, and I was like, maybe I'm not supposed to be reading this. And I put it away. And then I'm like, maybe I am supposed to be reading this. And
I was going to say, Yeah. Right? Usually we're attacked because we're on the right track. We're essentially over the target. You're not going to be attacked if you're just doing whatever, right? Like, exactly. It's only if you're actually going to cause a problem and bring more of the kingdom to here, you know, to earth. So it's like,
yeah,
I'm going to come at you. And, you know, like we were talking about this earlier this week of like,
yeah,
how much more in general the attacks have intensified against the both of us.
Yeah.
And it's interesting when even I know for me, and I look back at like New Age and all different things, and I'm like, man, there was none of that. Like none of that. And meanwhile, I thought I was getting like healing.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it was just a little perpetual cycle of not healing and then going back and healing again and la, la, la. And it's so interesting when you actually find true healing and true peace and you're like in the word and you're in worship and all the things, like the attacks just intensify. Like it's so, I have to laugh because like every morning, I know I've shared this, I think I shared on your show, like I start my morning, you know, with the kids, with worship music, with prayer, with a verse, and like walking outside, doing a little bit of our Holy Spirit breath and grounding and everything. And right after we finish everything, always like clockwork, within like 5 minutes, there's something chaotic going on.
Yeah.
And now I just laugh because I'm like, I see you. Like, I know what you're trying to do. Like,
yeah,
you don't like that I just set the entire day up with onslaught for you. And now you're coming at me. And like, I think it's just so, it's so interesting when you have those spiritual eyes to see and like ears to hear. And I feel like that goes for what you're talking about too, is it's like, if you were starting to read that and you were getting pushback and you were getting attacked, you're like, ah, oh, maybe actually there was something to this and I need to go back to it.
Well, and
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Exactly to that point, you just got baptized.
Yeah, this is true. That's right. Your community doesn't know that. That's right.
Yes, so Allie just got baptized. Congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you, by the way. I have to just say, like, not saying this because you're my friend and we're here, like, doing each other's shows. Like, I really appreciate your encouragement so much in it because I know I talked to you about it months ago when, you know, God really put it on my heart when I went to Israel and he called me to be there at the end of June when I was there for work. And I told you, like, I really thought it was going to happen there. And I had a lot of opportunities to go to the Jordan River. And then obviously, unfortunately, because of Hezbollah and Hamas, didn't work out. You know, I was like, okay, thanks, God. I'm going to go. We'll say no to that. But I really did think, because I was having so many dreams, I thought it was going to be there. And I think the flesh, right? I was a little disappointed when I got back that it didn't happen. And I told you, I was like kind of waiting and I was waiting to see. And then I was resisting church because I've only been going to my church since like Easter time. And I was like, oh, do I really want to get baptized there? Like, I'm still not even sure if I'm wanting to be at church all the time, like all the things, right? And I just appreciated your like soft encouragement, just being like, when you're ready, you'll know. And like, and then when it was like really time for me to do it because my attacks were just at another level and you were like, I think you just have to go for it. And this is like God kind of telling you, like, you're kind of being crushed right now because I need you to like make the leap, make the decision. And it really helped me to, you know, jump. And just for a backstory for, you know, your community, my cat passed away like right before it happened. And I was like really shook and you were really helpful of being like, you know, I'm sorry for what you're going through, but like, I'm helping give you peace and comfort. And I think that was like, honestly, the first time in my life of, you know, losing, you know, something that was so important to me that I didn't turn away from God. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge turning point for me. And honestly, and then you helping me push to go get baptized was so big. It really was, Amber. And I mean that because I felt like, you know, every time something has happened like that in my life, whether it was a pet, whether it was a person, whatever it was, a job, things, doesn't matter, I got angry and I turned away from God. Like that was just the way I operated and that was how I handled it. And I was actually like proud of myself that, like, when that happened, that, like, the first thing I did was go to God, and you were helping comfort me, and then you helped give me the reassurance to, like, do the baptism. And so I just wanted to share that, because I think a lot of times when we're going through these types of, you know, warfare and attacks, it's really easy to then want to turn away and think you're doing something wrong, but really you're just at the corner of your breakthrough. And for me, obviously, that breakthrough was being able to get baptized as an adult.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. Like, we both did that within, like, the span of, like, a few months from each other. Like, how special.
I know.
And I, like, kind of felt bad because I was like, oh yeah, once you get baptized, everything's good. Like, it'll be fine. Like, you're going to feel totally different. And then I feel like it was like that for me for, like, maybe like a month. And for you, it was like right away, like attack. I'm like, sorry.
No, but I mean, you're right. But it was funny because I think I told you, and then I told a couple of my friends, like, I saw Jesus's face when I came out of the water. And to me, like, that was obviously beyond amazing. But secondly, it was like, oh, okay, well, of course here came the attacks, because it was like, literally there was confirmation of what I needed to do, what God was calling me to. And I did it, and I rose to the occasion. And, like, now here comes the onslaught. And so I think it's just a good reminder for, like, anybody listening that, like, if you're feeling that pressure, if you're feeling those attacks, like, just know, like, you're being protected in that space, but you're also being called to step into whatever it is that you're resisting and avoiding at that time.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And I was talking to you yesterday because I was having a little menti bee, and I was saying that I actually, like, turned on a sermon, and it was talking about how the devil comes in at an opportune time. So there's the scripture where Jesus gets baptized, and then he goes into the wilderness, and the devil tempts him. And then when he's done, the devil's done trying, obviously not working. It says, so the devil went away to come and would come back at an opportune time, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So that a-hole comes back at an opportune time when we've created an environment for him.
Right.
And, like, we create, like, it's not only, yes, he comes when things are, like, great and rosy and tries to bring us down, but it's like when we create an environment of, like, we have, like, chaos, or we're, like, not completely, like, in the word, or we're, I know for me, it's like if I'm, like, watching a dark TV show that I know I shouldn't be watching, or, like, something like that. It's like, that's when he comes. But, like, he knows when you're about to, I hate the word up level, but, like, you're about to, like,
elevate.
Yeah.
When I know, up level is so, it's being used, like, everywhere. It's like, oh my God.
It's too coachy. Elevate. You're about to elevate and get closer to God. And that's when he tries to find that little access point. But then you can look at that rather than, because for me, I'd be like, oh, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I not, you know, why am I reverting? I even said to you, I'm like, I'm seeing, like, old patterns, and I'm, like, getting mad at myself. It's like, no, like, be proud, because he's here because he knows it's an opportune time that you're about to do something big for God.
Yeah, you're about to go to that next breakthrough, right? It's like you went through the breakdown, and now here comes the breakthrough. And it's like he knows. So he's trying with everything to be like, okay, she's literally right there, and I have to get in there right now.
Exactly. And it only took me like a day and a bit to, like, flip it around. And then that same sermon was just talking about spiritual discipline and how we have to – she was talking about the story of Joshua. And how everyone was, like, really frustrated and whatever, him and Moses, and they were, and I think the Israelites that were, like, the patient ones and, like, doing their thing, they all, like, sat down to pray. And then it said that all of them finished, but Joshua stayed. And Joshua stayed and prayed a little bit longer. And then that's when Joshua had, like, a huge blessing. So it's like, if you can go that 10%, like, that for me, it's like, if I can go that extra 10% before having a breakdown, if I can be like, okay, I feel you're about to cry, or you're about to start complaining, or you're about to feel sorry for yourself, or you're about to whatever, just give it a minute. Like, just pray a little longer. And like that alone, it's like helped me not like help me get out of bed in the morning, but like help me with the energy that I want to have when I get out of bed in the morning, and help me be like, okay, no, I am going to do my extra beauty things. I am going to do the extra housework. I am going to do the extra little things that
it energizes you. I know. Exactly. I agree with you.
Yeah. Like I always say, like I've always said, like doing the thing takes less energy than thinking about the thing you still have to do. So
yeah, true. Well, it's true, right? It's like how the mind works, right? And I think speaking about the mind, it's like that's where Satan's playground is. Like
exactly,
he knows like that he can get into your thoughts. He knows they can be intrusive. He knows you're already potentially on social media scrolling. You're hearing something. You're absorbing something. Whatever it is, it's not yours, right? It's not from God. And then you get all in your stuff, and then he continues to attack the mind. And it's like, if you're not at the space where you're telling yourself that you can do it, or you're, praising and worshiping, and you're, allowing yourself to be in it, it's like, he's going to continue. I know for me, like that, for people to know, like, that's kind of how I got into, breath work, and why I ended up getting certified in the work. It was because I was having so much attack in my mind. Like the devil must know that my mind, it's been a soft place, I guess, for a while. I mean, now I thank God it's gotten a lot more, strong and sound mind, but there are still times. And I have to remind myself, like, this is why God taught you the breath, because you specifically as a person need to get into the regulation in your nervous system. You need to get out of the mind. And, the way our body is actually, divinely made, for those that don't know, like God made us so that when we're bringing more oxygen into the body, the nerve receptors in the back of our brain actually do shut off. So you're able to start to go into those elevated consciousness states. And it's your choice where you elevate to, right? Like people say, oh, it's demonic. But it's like, not if you're talking to Holy Spirit and you're asking for God's grace and you're asking for God to come in and you're praying. Like, no, you're being elevated into the kingdom of heaven. That's what I truly feel and believe. And you're receiving those words, and you're receiving that devotion of their love for you and speaking to you, instead of you being stuck in the chaos and the chains in your mind. And I know that that was really true for me when I was in the postpartum depression and anxiety. It was like my mind kept telling me, like, you will never get out of this. You will always be here. You will always feel this heavy, this dark. You will never love yourself. Like, it was just horrible. And I, like, for me, I couldn't erase those thoughts. I couldn't erase what was taking me captive. And God just kept telling me to breathe. And when I started to allow him to move the breath through me, that's when I was able to start to change the way I was seeing myself, and then eventually start to change my mind. And I feel like for some people that is needed.
Totally. And I just find that moments where I am connected to God and in God's presence, I'm breathing differently. Like he's making me breathe differently. The Holy Spirit is moving my breath through me. And then I catch myself breathing like so deep, and I'm like, oh, that feels good.
It's like a vacation breath, right? It's like you go to Hawaii, right? Or, or Bali or whatever, right? And you get, you get off and you're like, that vacation breath, right? It's like, it's a heavenly, like soft, deep homeostasis that God brings you into. The Holy Spirit moves through you for you to receive. And you find so much peace in that. And I feel like that, that absolutely is God's presence, because how could it not be, right? And so for me, like, I just wanted to explain that, because I think that's where it does get kind of twisted in the New Age space, that like, yes, of course, if you're just sitting with a bunch of people who are telling you a bunch of things, you're just open channel, for sure, like, you're opening yourself up to all kinds of stuff. But if you're actually asking Holy Spirit to move through you, and you're connected to God, and you're in prayer, and you're in worship, like, then God's using your breath to help you deepen into him and to receive his word, and essentially, devour what he's giving you and share with you and allow you to, soak that in, And I feel like that's, it's important. And I just know for me, it was really hard. The mind was a really hard, heavy place for me for a long time.
But like the breath work you do is not like the crazy one where people are like screaming and like having meltdowns
No, we don't do that. No. And my thing is, and thank you for that. My thing is, first off, I tell everybody, like, when I get on, like, I just did a session this morning, and I was telling the girl I was on with, I was like, look, first off, like, we're going to do a prayer first. We're going to like call in, ask Heavenly Father, like, to come in and just, like, be in the space with you and protect you and around you. And I asked her to give me, like, her prayer. And I was like, what are you coming expecting? Like, what miracles are you wanting right now? Like, what are you asking God for and praising Him for? And we went through that. And then we started to breathe. And I said to her, I'm like, you have full body autonomy, by the way. So, like, I am not directing you. Holy Spirit is moving through you and directing your breath. So as you breathe, if it ever feels like too much, like, you ask God to slow the breath down in your body. Like, you come back to center. You pray. You let me know you're going to stop for a minute. Like, we're going to come back to the space and then we'll continue. And so I'm really intentional about, like, not only just the trauma in people's bodies, but also, like, that this is a very spiritual experience. And I want you to feel safe in the space and know, like, you're in charge. God's essentially in charge of your body. You're in charge of what's happening. And I'm just facilitating the space and helping you. But no, we don't do any crazy screaming or I've seen some people that, like, crunch to no end or whatever.
Yeah, like, I literally, like, I've done it where, like, my hands are like a claw and my mouth is like a butthole, and it's like, you can't move your, like, your mouth is like, you can't unbutthole your mouth. Like, it is, like, so, like, it hurt, like, and then your hands hurt. Like, I've had, like, pain shooting through my hands, and they're like, oh, that's good, like, you're releasing pain. I'm like, it doesn't feel like it's releasing, like, it feels like my hand is permanently a claw. Yes, like, I feel like I am, like, permanently a claw hand. Like,
yeah, no, none of that. No, I love you. And by the way, you saying butthole is cracking me up because Abel, of course, my 2-year-old, that's been his, like, favorite new flipping word this whole week. And I don't know where he got it. I don't know where he got it from, but he literally just walks over me with butthole, and I'm like, Abel.
And I'm like, I told him.
You told him. And I'm like, don't say that. And he's like, butthole. And I'm like, Abel, it's not funny. And then the girls are cracking up. I'm like, but they don't say it, so I know it's not them. And I'm like, where did you get this? So when you were saying it, I was cracking up.
It's me.
Abel.
I am as mature as a 2-year-old. It's me.
But no, thank you for that. And I think that's a big difference, right? It's like in the new age space, in the just open energy space, like, yeah, people will have hundreds of people in a room or online, everyone sharing energy all over the place.
Yeah.
It's so chaotic. It's so, honestly, I mean, I'm not judging, but it's really unsafe. Like, in the sense of me being trauma informed and understanding how the body works, it's really not safe. And so it's like, I'm in a safe space with you. It's either a small group or a one-on-one, depending on what you're wanting. And then it's very much Holy Spirit led and it's very peaceful. And there is some little, I would say, like, little holds of Holy Spirit asked me to, like, hold for 4 in your heart and pray, like, things like that. But it's not intense. It's very much of peace and of heaven. And it's like, you know, just allowing yourself to drift to me. It's like you're going back to when you were a baby, like, right? Yeah. Like, your baby, when you were first born, you breathe deeply into your belly and into your chest. And that's what I'm bringing you back to. And children are the most light and joy, right? And so I'm trying to bring you back to that space, so that homeostasis, so the way God breathed life into you from the beginning. So yes, it's a totally different idea.
Well, and the Holy Spirit lives in our heart too. And I think we kind of forget to breathe into our heart, like, and, like, be intentional about that. I know I do. Like, I don't know. Like, when I'm like, okay, take a deep breath, I'm thinking, oh, breathe into your stomach. But you don't ever, like, I don't know. I just feel like, anytime that I really intentionally am like, I'm going to put my hand on my heart and breathe into it, like, you feel that.
You do feel that. And I love that you said that, because recently, actually, God's been bringing that to me and telling me in my sessions that, like, not only is it these deep breaths into the belly, but it's exactly that. It's like, and then get them to breathe into their heart and hold. And that's why I was, like, telling you to put your hands over your heart and, like, pray and breathe and receive before you breathe out. So that, I just kind of got a little bit of God bumps, because that was a confirmation for me of some of the new work that I've been doing with clients. So, like, He's been speaking that to me. And I think that's, you know, that's what makes it so peaceful, and is, like, you're just receiving His love, right? And to me, again, it's like, that's what's taking back what the enemy stole, right? Everyone can tell you that, you know, that this type of work is demonic, but it's like, but is it? If God is healing you, if this is something that you're doing with Holy Spirit, it's not. Yeah. They want you to think that so that you don't receive the healing. I mean, people could say that about, to me personally, people could say that about even worship, but you're worshiping, you know, in a certain way. And it's like, no, you're tuned into Holy Spirit. You're worshiping the Lord, you know? So it's like, I'm kind of done with the idea that everything is demonic.
And I know.
I'm not gonna lie. I was so on that bandwagon at first. Like, I would yell at Justin when he would turn on certain things, like, "Turn that off, it's demonic," and he'd be like, "Oh my God, Allie." And I'd be like,
"I still do that." Like, anytime he's listening to any music that's not worship, I'm like, you're listening to your devil music downstairs.
I'm like, no, no, no. But I'm like, I just feel like, you know, now I'm like, okay, no, we are taking back what the enemy stole. We are also, like, in our authority. Like, God keeps speaking to me so deeply about our authority. Like, use your authority. And I'm like, okay, if I have authority, then I'm not going to worry about what you're trying to bring against me, because I have the authority, because Christ is within me.
Think of, like, the biblical days. Like, things were rough. Like, yeah, it's dark here, like, where we are in time. But, if you read the Bible, things were real dark then, too. Like,
real dark. Yeah.
Real dark. So, you know, God never said to go be Amish and live away from everyone else. Like, you are still in the world. So how can you
be not of it.
So coated in the armor of God? And so not deceived, and that it just rolls off you like water on a duck's back, you know, like it just can't permeate you.
There you go. Exactly. It can't permeate you. Exactly. Because you put on the armor of God, you know, Christ is within you. Like you just said, you know that you're in this world, but you're not of it. So it's like, when you know all these things and you know these truths, it's like, all right. And also too, like, let's be real. Like, I know, you know, cause I'm watching Chosen right now, like with Justin, and like, we're like, oh my gosh, he's just walking right into like all the chaos and, you know, getting people and exorcism the demons and just, I mean, everything. And it's like, yeah, he was in it. Right. And it's like, we're also called to like be a light in a dark place. We're not supposed to like be in a bubble and be like, I'll just find my people here. No, no, we're actually meant to like go into the spaces and like bring the light and bring the truth into those, you know, heavier spots.
Totally. And like all the people that we're saying are like demonic and dark and all these things, like that's who Jesus was hanging out with because he wanted to shine onto them. So
he wanted to give them salvation.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't think we need to be like cutting everyone out of our lives. We just don't hang out with them in the same way we used to. We're not going to this, you know, through the same rhythms. There was actually, what am I reading? I'm reading Proverbs, and there was something about, I always forget what it says. Basically, like if you hang out with pigs, you start to stink or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Yeah. The gist of it.
Which is true, but that's like if you're hanging out with them in the same way, like as the same person.
Right. If you're the same person, right? But when you, especially when you're baptized, right? It's like you are literally rebirthed and reborn and made new, right? So it's like you're not following your flesh anymore. You're not following, because those things most likely no longer resonate, because that's why you follow Jesus now. That's why you've changed, right? How you show up and how you walk and how you talk, you're embodying that. So it's like, yeah, you might still hang with those people, but like you're no longer drinking with them, or you're no longer going out late at night, or whatever it is like that they're doing, you're just no longer a part of it.
Yeah,
you could still be around them and still do it. You're just not doing, like you said, you're not like in the rhythm of what they're doing, and you're also not judging
either. Yeah,
like I had to say to someone the other day who was like, you know, you stop drinking, you know, in 2020, I can't believe it's been like 4 years, like you used to go out and party with us all the time. And I'm like, and I don't judge you that I don't drink anymore. Like,
yeah,
that was a choice that God made very clear to me in 2020. He had told you this, like he was so clear to me that like, I am removing this is part of why your mind is always chaos, this is why you get trapped in your thoughts, like it is not serving you, like you are not doing it anymore. And I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do that because I have a glass of wine like every night, but all right.
Yeah.
And it was like gone. I mean, it was like, it was not even a question. And I have to say, like, I praise him for that, because I really was like struggling, like, how am I going to do this? And he removed it instantly. It was gone. It was like, there was no question. It wasn't. And I still don't resonate with it. Like, I don't miss it.
Yeah.
I don't think about it. And it's amazing how he can do that.
Like, yeah.
How he can just take it from you.
I think, well, so I'm still on that. I'm still waiting for that.
I know you are. You're doing a good job, by the way. Like, and I don't want to be bringing this up to like.
No, not at all. No, no, no. But like to your point, I like, my favorite thing would be to just like go to a restaurant and like have some drinks. And I'm not saying I'm never going to do that again, but totally. I really find it so much less enjoyable than I used to. And like, I definitely say no a lot more. And like, I think it's almost like the more I do it, the more I realize I don't need to do it.
You don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of, that's just kind of what this journey is, right? It's like, you think you're missing something. Like the flesh is like, oh, I need to go do this. And then you do, and you're like, all right, it's kind of overrated.
I'm kind of over it. Yeah.
Never mind. I think I'll just continue to follow Jesus.
Like, exactly. Well, and I love, like, I'm just seeing this, like, trend online, or just, I just think this is a really good way to, like, describe it, because I was kind of struggling with it a little bit, because you do kind of think that, like, something becomes your personality, right? Like, it's like, okay, this is where I dress. This is where I go. This is who I hang out with. This is, you know. Yeah,
this is my routine. This is how
But then it's – and those things used to be really enjoyable. And it's like, I'm not going to say I'm never going to do them, but I'm going to do them in a different way. But I was like, oh, like, am I boring? But now I'm like, I think it's like boring. It's like the thing, it's like, if I really think about the things that I am like most excited to do, they're very boring, but like they feel the best.
They feel the best. Yeah. But isn't that like so interesting? I feel the same way. And isn't that so interesting? Because the world like glorifies all these things like alcohol and all these different things, just to give an example, but all these different things, right? That it's like, so, but it's all material. Right?
Yeah.
And it's all like, oh, this is going to make me feel so good. Oh, I'm going to go buy this, or, oh, whatever it is. Right. And then you do it and you're like, all right, cool. It's not giving me the same dopamine hit I was getting before. And okay, actually going to church, listening to worship music,
right?
Like doing my little journaling practices, like I'm getting so much more joy from that. And I feel like, but I feel like that's kind of the whole, like, we're in the world, but not of it. It's like, the more you realize that, the more you start to look at things and are like, ah, did it really ever resonate with me? Or was I just being deceived?
Yeah.
Like
my husband and I went for like a little date day. We had a great time, but like I just couldn't wait to get home and put on comfy clothes and be boring and cook a healthy dinner and like clean my kitchen, like, and vacuum. Yeah. I'm like, well, vacuum.
Be basic. Whenever I do that, he's like, oh, we're back to being basic.
Yes, like, yep. Exactly. Like, I like to work out. I like my dog. Like, it's like, if I think of the things that make me the most happy. I don't like love to work out, but I like to work out while listening to worship. And then I like the feeling of after working out and then having my healthy breakfast. I like to go for my dog walk. I like to snuggle up and watch a Jesus show.
Yep.
Or, you know, something like Love is Blind, let's be real. And, you know, they're like very, I like to clean. I like to organize things. Like, that is when I'm actually enjoying the moment. Like, all those other things, am I enjoying the moment, or am I enjoying my outfit looks good and I'm going to post it? Like, it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, no, I enjoy like
gratification. There is. It's like,
yeah,
you're just like, I feel the same way. It's like, I'm like, do I actually enjoy that, or do I do that because I'm like, oh, okay, let me take a cute picture. Okay, yeah, this looks good.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then you're like, but actually I'm so much happier. Like, it's funny. I laugh about, for those in your community that don't know, you know, I was on the Crazy Bravo show back in 2017 now, called Stripped. And long story short, that was all about having everything taken away from you for 21 days. The reason I bring this up is because when everything was taken away from me, like, I lost my ever loving mind back then, because I was so lost in everything and I had no idea what I was doing. And I think now, and I'm like, I think I'd actually be cool now. Like, I think I'd actually be able to handle it. Like,
I know.
I would just be like, all right, whatever. I'm good. I'll just sit here and pray and worship and like, I'll do my Holy Spirit breath and I'll be good, you know?
Oh my gosh. And imagine you could go do that again. Like, how different it would
seriously
be.
Seriously, I had that moment when we were just talking about this, because I'm like, I lost my ever loving mind. Thank you, Bravo. But I have to say, like, God so used it to humble me. And I actually do think it was the start of like so much of my refinement and crushing and really being reborn in the most intense way, because God must have known I needed that.
Yeah.
But it's just funny when I think about that, because I'm like, wow, I was so focused on material. Like, I always had to do my face to the point of like, it was like Botox and all the makeup. And if I didn't have that, I didn't know who I was and what was I doing. And it's like, oh, wow, okay, I have some little bits of something. But like, I haven't done Botox, and I think I told you, in like almost 4 or 5 years now. I never, ever thought would have been a thing, because I guess I thought I enjoyed it. I really probably didn't, but I convinced myself I did.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just interesting.
I know.
You start to reflect and you're like, do I really enjoy those things? Or am I just thinking I do because the world tells me I do? And like, actually, it is that much more simple, and I don't need all those things. And I think that kind of check in is actually really good and humbling, and it shows like where we are in our growth and in our walk.
Yeah.
because I think like back in the day, if I was going to do that, I would have just been so triggered by that. And I would have been like, oh, no, I need to, you know, go shopping and I need a new outfit. And like, I can't, you know, it's funny. I'm doing like a speaking conference in Nashville this coming weekend and I'm super excited. But like, I'm not going to lie. I was laughing last night in bed, Amber, because I'm like, what am I going to wear? And I'm like, I don't care. Like, which is so not like me, like at all. And I really was. I was laughing and I'm like, Jesus, you just tell me what to wear, right? Like, and I've been writing up like a little bit of like a speech or whatever, like notes, but like God last night said to me, like, don't bother, I'm gonna tell you what to say. And I'm like, oh good, I'm so glad. And you know, it's like I just kind of feel like when you're at that place where you're in such a peace and you've just like given yourself over, you just are more in flow, you just are more in like, I just don't need all the things, like, I just need Jesus.
I'm maybe a step behind you in this regard because I literally also I've been meaning to tell you this. So I have been feeling so scattered the whole week, and it's because, like, I know why it is. It's because my social media girl lives out of town and she's coming to my house and she's staying with me for 3 days, and we're gonna shoot a bunch of content for Prism, some stuff like product shots, but some stuff like on me, some stuff on her. So it's been like I have been planning outfits. And like planning really locations and like, okay, what restaurant, like we want like a specific vibe for the campaign. And it's like, okay, what restaurant has this vibe? What are we going to wear? Right. Like,
all the details.
All the details. So it's like consuming me.
Of course.
And I'm like, it's like, oh my gosh. And the second I was just thinking, I would just like to God, why? Like, why am I not feeling close to you? Why am I feeling like I'm like backsliding, like what's going on? It's like, cause your brain is like a Zara scroll hole.
I was gonna say, it's a literal chaos of just like clothing and closets and like, and really essentially distractions, right?
Yes.
Like, it's like, and which you need, and it's for work. So like, I get it, but it's still distractions. It's still taking you away from like where you're normally.
And like to your point, I was like, I'm like, okay, so I'm really going to be like whining and dining for 3 days, like doing this thing. And I'm like, I don't like, so I'm just trying to think. I like planned it. So like the first night, yes, we have a specific vibe for the Prism shoot. We want it to be like dark Italian, moody, like martinis, like that's the vibe for the campaign. And then the next day we're going to have a picnic and do like a little content thing there and do like a little, because we're going to do content for my social media too. So I'm like, okay, what am I actually doing? I'm going for walks. I'm doing prayers at my altar. So we're going to take that kind of content. We are going to go wine tasting because I live in the wine tasting capital of BC.
Why not?
And then we're like, then why don't we just come home and make dinner? So we're going to like make dinner and wear cozy clothes. And then the next day we're going to go to Pilates. We're going to go to a coffee shop. And what else are we doing? Oh, we're going to go to a spa.
Ooh.
And do like the salt cave thing. So I'm like,
I'll tell you what, I will never get bored of a spa.
No, like, Jesus will never take that from me.
That I will never know. Like, I am like, that's another form I feel like of like peace. Right?
Yeah,
it's like serenity. Like, I love a good massage. I love a good facial. Like,
So no, this is interesting that I found myself once I kind of was like, oh yeah, it's the outfits. So I literally was like, okay, I'm just planning them all now. I'm making an order and I'm not thinking about it again. And the second I did that, it was like, I was laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, haha, like I'm a freak obsessed with outfits. I'm like, I'm just going to order it. It's like order and pray. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I'm sure there's something in my closet and like relax.
I love that.
And then I found myself being like, I don't want this to be inauthentic because this isn't my vibe anymore, like whining and dining every night. So it's like, yes, there will probably be some of that content, but it's like, how can I make this more like authentic to me? So
How can I infuse where I am now?
Yes.
I think it's just not like how you just said, like comfy, like how you're like dinner at home and just like even chilling in your beautiful new house. I mean, your new home is beautiful. You have so many nice spaces. So like, you could totally do you hanging out in your sweats and just like being in your space and where you pray and where you read your Bible and like all that kind of stuff. I feel like is like super, you know, you and authentic and very much, you know, on brand of who you are. But no, I get that. I mean, even me, I feel like as a content creator, I go back and forth because I'm always real and raw. But then sometimes I'm like, well, I'm like over the top today because I'm really passionate about this today. But then I'm like, but am I doing that because I want people to like get riled up? Or am I doing that because like, I'm doing it because God's saying like, this is on your heart and it's really passionate. Like, it's hard, right? You do this like I think especially as a, you know, I can't stand the word influencer, but like a content creator, it's like, it is easy to kind of get wrapped up in like all the things, which is why I kind of feel like, you know, last night when I was thinking about what am I going to wear and God was just like, don't worry about it. I was just like, all right, I give it to you. I don't worry about it. And I'm sure tomorrow I'll start to worry about it. Because it's on Saturday and there's like 200 people coming. So like, let's be real. There's at some point I'm going to be like, what am I going to wear? But I'll figure it out. But like, I'm celebrating myself at the same time because I trust him and I've given it to him. And I'm like, it'll be fine because like the old Allie would have been online buying a million things, spending too much money, ordering all this stuff, trying to figure out dress to impress, like all the things. And I'm just like, no, we don't live there anymore. Like she's not here.
Yeah.
She's not here. You know?
Yeah. So you know what's interesting though is like when I had the realization and I was like, okay, it's the clothes. And it was like the problem was that I was feeling lack because there were so many things I wanted, but I was like, you can't have it all. And then I was like, it wasn't even just like, what am I going to wear? It's just like, how am I going to pull this together kind of thing. And then out of nowhere, I got this like PayPal. It was like, you got a payment for $2,000. And I was like, what is that? And I looked and it was like from this old podcast network that I was on years ago.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, so Jesus, this is for clothes, right? But I'm really proud. I only spent $600.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
And I told myself I'm going to – so like there's these – things at my church where you can buy like little like gift boxes for kids for Christmas. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna buy some of those.
I love that.
Yes. So yeah.
And see, I think too, like that in that moment, right? And I think like that's I'm getting like chills. I feel like that too. Jesus like reminds us, like I do care about the little things for you too. Like I, you know, like what's important to us, like
in, yeah, like, he's like, yeah. It was like a reward. Yeah. Because I realized like
care about the little details, like okay, like you really want to feel pretty in this, so like okay, here's this unexpected blessing, right? Or like, oh, you're worried about this, I'm going to take care of it this way, right? And I think like there's something to be said about that, is it's like even more than a reward. It's just like it's a blessing of being like, I see you doing your best. I see you trying to follow. I see like you're still human. Like, I get it. But like you are. And I also want to show you like, you know, here's an unexpected blessing. And I feel like that's another part that people like forget. Like he's still like the God of miracles. Like,
I know.
Like big and small.
Well,
like, it's like.
Yeah. Well, and it makes me think of like a dad where it's like, you're like, dad, I want all these clothes. I want to do all this stuff. And the dad's like, no, you don't need it. Like, calm down. Right. Like, you're being crazy. Right. But then he's like, okay, fine. And like slips you 100. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
totally. Yeah. Okay. You'll get the one pair of jeans that you really want.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Totally. I love that for you. That's awesome. Yeah. I just feel like, that, and again, that's like where I feel like you just, it's like your relationship, right? It's like, you're just like, okay, you see me, like you see I'm definitely growing and I'm trying here, but like I'm also human and I make mistakes, like plenty of them, but like I'm asking for your support and your help because like it is important to me and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and God knows like we're in this world. We're still like, we're still here. So it's like, you know, we still have to function here and do all the things. And but yeah, it's funny. I was praying last night and I'm like, okay, I'm trusting you, but by tomorrow, maybe give me an idea of what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Like, I kind of like, Saturday I don't want to go naked.
9:30 a.m. Like I have to be ready.
It's like, yeah, you have to like leave in an hour. You're like standing there naked. Like, okay, anytime.
Literally. Okay, Jesus. Like, what are we doing? Exactly. Oh,
well, so and funny. For me too, I feel like I know that my job and part of like God's will for me here is to appeal to people who are still in the world. So I still need to be attractive.
Yeah, you still need to be in the world and you still need to be like who you are aesthetically and how you show
this is
up.
My, this is how I validate it.
But we'll see. I think as long as you're not consumed, like in my opinion, I think as long as you're not consumed in it and you're not the ego and the idolizing and all that, like I think as long as it's glorifying him and like you're helping people, I think that's the point, right? It's like, I've had the same constant back and forth for myself too, where I'm like, do I really want to show back up online? Do I really want to do content creation? And God's like, yes, that's one of the gifts I gave you. Is the reason why I gave you a huge platform years ago. Like, don't waste the platform.
Yeah.
He's had quite a few stern talkings with me about it because I pulled back where I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna show up today. And he's like, no. Like, this was given to you. This is a gift. Not everybody gets this kind of platform. Like, you need to use your platform. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to show up. I'm going to use my platform. But there are times where it's like, it is hard. And then I have to have those little pep talks and be like, all right, you're going to help me, right? Like, while I'm getting attacked today, you're going to.
But I feel like you do a really good job at staying consistent.
Thanks. I try. Some days I feel like I'm on it and I like, well, and also to be like last night, for example, like I just couldn't fall asleep. So I had worship music on and I was literally like listening and praying. And then when I was done, I was like, I'm still kind of awake. So I just sat there and just like scheduled reels for like the next 3 days and was just like popping out content. But that was all praise to God because he gave me all the flow of creativity at that hour to just like and like get it out, you know, and then I just scheduled everything. So it seems like I'm on top of it, but really I'm just rolling stuff out and I'm barely on.
But that's the thing is like God makes it fast. Like it's like he'll give you like a long break and then it'll be like boom, 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 boom. And it's so fast.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I said to a friend of mine the other day because she's kind of been going through a little bit of what we have. She's way more in the baby steps. But I said to her the other day, I'm like, also, too, you have to remember like God removes you and puts you kind of into the wilderness, right? Like brings you into isolation so that you can be in the safe place, so that you can start to essentially allow that purification, that sanctification to happen and go through what you're going through before he brings you back out as made new and rebirths you and brings you into the space. And I feel like there's a lot of people that have gone through that, especially since kind of like 2020. And now we're starting to see those leaders starting to re-arise in a whole new way this year going into 2020.
So true. That's so wild that you say that because I literally had the exact same conversation with one of my friends. Really? And she said, she's like, the real ones have all been hiding. Yep. And they're coming out. Like she's like, like if you're a real one, you were going through some shit over the last few years.
Literally in like the dark night, like for a while in the wilderness searching, trying to figure it out. Yeah. Like just, I'm here. Am I here?
Like- yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, she's like the people who are just a little bit more surface, they were able to like go through unscathed.
Oh, yeah. They were able just to be like, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's our time to shine.
It is. It's our time to shine.
It to
is.
Shine honestly, God's way. Yeah.
I've been feeling that. And I think it's because he's ready for people to start to really bring his kingdom forward. Like the kingdom come that will be out on earth as it is in heaven. Like it's like we're starting to now see that. Like we're starting to see people really be ready to stand and share and not be afraid anymore. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I know I told you in 2020 after I was canceled with so many things, I was like, I need a break. I need to, like, take a breather. My nervous system is jacked up. Like, I need to just walk away, you know? And now I'm finally at a place where I'm like, all right, cool. Come for me. Like, I don't care, you know? Like, don't really come for me. But
not physically.
But, like, mentally, like, I'm like, all right, you know what? I know what I'm doing. I know what he's told me. Like, I'm good. Like, I have my people. I know I'm still going to, you know, upset some people because it is what it is. And I'm finally at a place where I don't care. And I feel like that's another piece he gives you is, like, as you, like, work through everything, you let go so much of that ego and that self. And you're like, I'm living, yes, here on earth, but, like, I'm living in, like, the spiritual wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm no longer worrying about, like, the earthly, like, problems. Like, you know, like I'm going to just show up. Because God told me to show up. This is the glow up. This is the show up.
This is the glow up and the show up. We're up leveling. That's going to be the name of the episode. And you have to say it like that. Yeah.
Up leveling. Up leveling. Elevating. We need a new word.
Elevating. I like elevating.
Elevating? Okay.
Ascending.
I've been saying that, by the way, to my clients with like when we do breath work and Holy Spirit, and they're like getting like, you know, just the feeling of peace, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm like in heaven. And I'm like, well, I feel like that's the elevated states of consciousness. And I've been saying elevated because I feel like New Age or anything else is like hijacked the higher states.
So yeah.
I don't want it to be the same idea. I want it to be the heavenly state. So let's go with elevated consciousness.
Yeah.
That's why it's elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what we're doing.
We're elevating.
Yes, I think that's a good place to
wrap it up. Yeah, I love that. We said we were going to come on and talk about spiritual warfare. We kind of just knew we were going to riff. And I think it was good. It was a good therapy session for me.
Same. It was a confession. We'll call this our confessional.
Our confession, our therapy session, our healing, our honesty.
Yeah, now we need to go do 12 Hail Marys and we'll be forgiven.
And there it is with the religion.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is still so triggering to me. Sorry. From CCD and being Catholicism. I'm like, go do this. And I'm like, I don't understand. How does that work?
I know. It doesn't. It doesn't. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram. Rate us all the stars. Leave some nice comments. And
yeah, leave the reviews. If you haven't left reviews, Waking with Allie and Bible Curious. Mm-hmm. Tag us both on socials. What else? Yeah, just like leave us all the love. And if this resonated for you, or if like we shared something that like hit your heart, you're like, oh, that really got me. Like, let us know. We want to know. Yes, DM us.
Slide into our DMs. We're here. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.